We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Doggone it, NFL.
Doggone it. You got to do your doggone it like Andy does it, Josh.
I'm not sure he's doggone it because he wasn't really for it.
But he would have adapted.
Yeah, he would have adapted. The NFL didn't do the 4th and 15.
How does that not kicks. Pass?
I mean, that'd have been so much fun.
Place him.
I mean, we were talking during the week, and I think everybody was talking during the week, Josh, weren't they? Like, everybody was talking. Like, that was a done deal. Like, that thing was going to pass. And then it gets into the vote, and the owners get this thing in front of them, and they're like, nah, I don't think we're going to pass this thing.
Albert,
I think we're going to go ahead
Albert
and
Albert Breer of Sports Illustrated said it was 16-16, he was told.
Yeah.
I blame whoever in the Kansas City media asked Andy Reid about it. That's who I blame. If nobody asked Andy Reid, then I don't think the owners think twice about it. Like, that sounds like a pretty good idea.
You don't think?
Because we got that guy that could go 4th and 15 and like, oh, crap.
Damn, Andy's right. Yeah. Like, he tried to cover his tracks, too. He's like, well, I'm a traditionalist. Probably stick to punting and kicking onside kicks.
No.
Got a pretty good special teams coach. And
you go for it, man.
Got a lot of good guys. Well coached over there on that side of the ball.
I look forward to the challenge of punting.
We look forward to the challenge of onside kicks. Really,
no doubt. Here was Andy Reid when asked about the proposed rule.
If it does pass, then we've got a guy that can do 4th and 15s. I mean, he would give us an opportunity to be able to do that. So I've got kind of mixed thoughts on it. I would probably stick, being an old guy, I'd probably stick with the integrity of the game as it sits right now. But I can also see where the other part could be exciting.
Yeah, he scared the crap out of me. He's like, we got a guy that can do 4th and 15 over here. I don't know about the rest of you. And so they're like, yeah, we probably shouldn't do this. But taking an aggressive play, which would have changed some late game strategy and could have provided for some pretty cool comeback attempts, would have been a lot of fun.
It would have been awesome for the game, Josh. And you know, there's not many times where you can have a rule change and make the rule exciting for the game. Like, a lot of times you get a rule change and it's something so mundane when they explain it to you, you look at it, you go, I don't even know what they're talking about.
Fine,
like,
do it.
Yeah, whatever. Go ahead. Yeah. Like yesterday, one rule that passed was the way that, you know, Bill Belichick and what we saw with the Tennessee Titans, where they were running out
able
the clock.
To kill clock
yeah,
by
right?
stalling. Kind
yeah,
of thing.
All that kind of stuff. That rule was taken out. Okay, so a lot of these rules that they remove from the game, or a lot of the rules that they put into the game, are a lot of mundane stuff that us as the average fan, we don't even know what the hell's going on, right? We're like, okay, fine, whatever, do whatever you want. But this was one that was actually going to make, I think, the game more exciting. And, you know, Andy Reid spoke there, and what Andy Reid said there, I think, you know, it sounds like it's just a generic cliche, but what Andy Reid said there is why Andy Reid is one of the great coaches in the National Football League, because he admits to being an old guy, but he also able to adapt. And that's what makes Andy Reid successful. That's why Andy Reid is now a Super Bowl champion. That's why Andy Reid is one of the 5 best coaches in the history of the National Football League, because he's able to adapt. He's been a coach in this league as a head coach for 2 full decades. The league has drastically changed. A lot of coaches can't change with the league. Andy Reid has changed with the league. I mean, we saw him come in here to Kansas City and bring in a quarterback, and he goes, well, maybe he's not great for my offense. Let me bring in a coach that he worked with in a system that he's comfortable with to make him, you know, able to run the offense better. He adapted with the system. He adapted with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, we know he was kind of like, all right, fine, we'll put him in and see what the kid's got. But he adapted and adjusted to Patrick Mahomes. He's created things for Patrick Mahomes. Andy Reid has always been a guy that, while he's an old school dude and he's been around the league forever and a day, he doesn't stop adjusting. He doesn't stop adapting. And to me, that's the makings of a good coach and a good leader and somebody who's going to be successful in life. You continue to improve. You continue to adapt. You continue to, you know, change things up, because as the game changes, you better change too, or it's going to leave you in the dust. And so, like what Andy Reid said there, I'm like, that's exactly why Andy Reid is a great football coach and will be remembered as one of the best of all time. And as far as the onside kick.
Now we don't know, but odds are Chiefs voted against it.
they may have. I don't know, right? I don't know. I would vote for it if I'm Clark, right? I'm saying, yeah, what the hell? I want to see Patrick Moore. Let's go. Let's do this
But I'm guessing he takes this cue a little from Andy. He's like, I'd probably be old school, but I'd probably deal with this. They probably voted against. They're probably one of the 16 against.
Maybe.
It. I don't know.
Maybe so. But he's willing to say, look, if I'm not for it, but if it does pass, hey, we'll adapt to it instead of sitting there kicking and screaming and saying, I'm not going to do it.
It was funny. You asked the question yesterday. You said, how can people vote against this? And I gave you some really bad reasons. It was like, you're old school, because Andy mentioned I'm kind of old school there. Your special teams coaches are grumbling. Mm-hmm. Andy kind of mentioned that before. He's like, oh, I know special teams people don't really like it. It takes one thing out of their game. And then the third one, which I don't think applies to Andy, was you're worried about getting fired or screwing this up.
Well, that's true, because that could be – I mean, one move like that in a game puts you from 10-6 to 9-7 or 8-8 or something like that, and people go back and look at that one
some
play.
Some of the fun of it would be our second-guessing of all of it.
Oh, and Andy mentioned that too yesterday.
And so that would be a big thing. I would like to think people weren't fearful of that, but yeah, this could be a coach killer. Yeah,
absolutely. He was on with Rich Eisen yesterday, and Eisen asked him about this, and Andy goes, well, I bet you guys would like that, but me, I don't know, you know, you're going to be the ones, you know, talking about it on Monday morning. And so, but I think it was a good rule, because the onside kick is effective 11% of the time. That means 89% of the time you have no chance of getting the ball back. Those odds aren't in your favor at all. And now with the new rules that are in place, can you really do an onside kick any more effectively, right? You're not allowed to start running ahead of time. You have to wait till the ball's kicked. The new kickoff rules have essentially eliminated the onside kick. And just because this thing didn't pass doesn't mean it's done, it's dead in the water, and we're not going to see it, you know, potentially brought up again. I think people wanted to sleep on it, think about it, and contemplate maybe there's another way we can do the onside kick.
Which apparently it had more support now than it did, you know, previously.
Right.
Like they could considered the proponents of it considered a 16-60 vote like progress.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they got closer to discussing this alternative. So yeah, not done for until a later date.
Right. And it's such, you know, you may go 5 weeks without seeing this in the game featuring your team. You may go all season without your team utilizing this. But I like the fact that the opportunity was there to use it, because number one, it adds a ton of excitement for the fans. I mean, you got a game that's coming down to the wire. You're down by like 11 or something like that. You score a touchdown with 2 minutes left. Now you have the opportunity to get the ball back and march down the field, or keep the ball, go down the field, kick a field goal, maybe send it to overtime.
Tremendously exciting.
So much excitement for the fans. It adds great strategy for the coaches, which you say they wouldn't like it. You're probably, you know, right about that. But I think what it also does too, for me.
And then if you don't like it as well, your defense just needs to stop.
Right. Yeah, get a stop. Yeah, make a play.
You have a down and distance in your favor.
Right.
As a defense. So you throw it on your defense to have to make a stop. I like it. I think it would have been a blast at the end of game.
It would have been so much fun.
Or whenever it was used.
Whenever it was used. But say the end of game, because I'm sure a lot of coaches would save that thing to the end of the game, right? We're not going to use this in the first quarter or something like that, unless you're getting housed 24-0.
But maybe somebody would.
Maybe somebody would
against the Chiefs. You know, we've seen teams, you know, do silly stuff and panic and go for points early and those types of things and go for two. Someone may do this early in games, which would be outstanding too.
Would be great. Be fine. I don't care when you use it. But if it's late games, you know what that also does? It keeps eyeballs on the TV too. And as we found out through this whole coronavirus pandemic, fans come, so be it. But we got to get these games on TV because the money's there. How many more eyeballs stay on a TV under 2 minutes, you know, you figure out the game's over, down 11, click it off, you go about, do your yard work on a Sunday afternoon, people would stay with that game knowing, hey, there's an opportunity here to convert a 4th and 15, keep the ball, and maybe go down, kick a field goal, send this thing to overtime or something like that. So I think it keeps the TV viewers, and what I like about it, it keeps the game evolving and moving forward. And, you know, you look at baseball, and God, we drag our feet to add instant replay in baseball. I mean, to change the game for the better in baseball takes a freaking act of God to make anything happen, you know, in that sport. And here the NFL is with an opportunity to add something into the game that is going to add excitement, fun, and strategy to it. Man, it's a no-brainer. And I still think this is not dead in the water. It's dead for this year, but it's not dead in the water moving forward. And I think eventually we're going to have something in there that gives the team the opportunity to get the ball back besides that onside kick, because the onside kick pretty much is useless now in the NFL.
Yeah, you can't car crash anymore. So
right.
It makes it even more difficult. And this one isn't like, just because we have Patrick Mahomes doesn't make it like an automatic play for them at all. I mean,
99% effective.
You gotta get 15 yards.
Yeah.
Or you're going to turn it over field goal range.
Right.
Like that. So it's got some terrific drama to it. So I was disappointed, not surprised, but disappointed that it didn't quite sneak through right away.
And that's where your slant routes to Dwayne Bowe are the perfect play for this 4th and 15 too. You know, just do Dwayne Bowe over the middle, slant pass, catch it, boom, and go. And Sammy's got the speed, Hardman's got the speed, Tyreek's got the speed. Hell, Kelsey presents a lot of mismatches.
But if you're caught on the slant, it's only going to be 7 yards.
But then you're stuck. But I have faith like Patrick's going to put the ball in a spot where you can just catch it and just use your speed and run and get that 15 yards and be off to the races. But it would have been so much fun, man. Like this was the first time, like maybe ever, where I'm looking at a rule change. I'm like, this is going to be awesome. And it wasn't going to be like that stupid pass interference rule that they had where the officials basically said, we're not reviewing anything, or we'll review, but we're not changing anything. This had the opportunity to kind of be a fun game changer for the NFL. And I still have faith that the owners are going to go, all right, we'll put something in. We'll worry about it next year. We've got a lot of other things on our plate right now. We'll worry about this thing moving forward next year.
You mentioned the pass interference review rule. That's now been eliminated.
Gone.
So what else would you want to do, I guess, veto out of sports?
Well, I think, number one, the possession arrow in college basketball got to go. I mean, that is so antiquated. I don't know why that's even in there. So that needs to go.
I don't even get how
jump
it works.
Yeah.
Like, I understand that if
I understand what you're saying.
Like, if
yes.
There's a 50-50, then we go to the possession arrow, and then it switches to the – like, how's it switching during the rest of the game? I'm very confused by the possession arrow.
If you've ever run it at, like, your kids' games, you always forget to flip that arrow.
Mm-hmm. I spent three years calling college basketball, and I still don't know how it works.
Right, well, you get it this time, and then the next time there's a tied ball, then I get it. Yeah. Then you get it. Then I get it. And it just kind of goes back and forth. But you're right, Ryan. It's ridiculous.
Like, how's it start? Where's it start with? Who's it go to? When's it switch?
I think doesn't it start, like, on the tip of the game?
Right.
Like, whoever wins the tip, then the possession arrow goes to the other side.
So it's that simple?
Yeah, I think that's how it is. But it's stupid. It's stupid. If you have to think about a rule, it's dumb. So get that thing out of there. And I also think the college basketball.
Plus, didn't you like when a tall guy and a little guy were jumping against each other?
Yes. Yeah. Jumping. What? Why would you eliminate the jump ball from the game?
That was fun. So yes.
Rock, paper, scissors for it or something.
Right. Was that their like idea of trying to, you know, speed up the game by putting in a possession arrow or something like that? What was the genesis behind that thing? That was dumb. I'd get rid of the halves in college basketball, go to a quarter
system.
I've
always been in favor of that.
I think it's
a better system.
Replace them! I do away with the quality start in baseball. That is like, you were average today, Johnny. Go have a cupcake. Get rid of the quality start. In college football, stop stopping the clock after first downs. That is just absolutely. And the pop-up slide on replay in baseball, you know, when you slide in the second and you pop up because your momentum carries you and the guy tags you and you're technically off the base, but that's stupid too. Get rid of that out of Major League Baseball. You're there, you're there.
I'd go to the college OT for the NFL. I think it's more fun. Give each team the ball. Give them a bunch of shots from the 25 or 30 or whatever, however you want to do it in the NFL. Anything muddying up, what is a catch?
Yeah.
I'll just simplify that thing. I'd go DH,
yep,
which we may get anyway when we head back to baseball. And I'd get rid of fouling out.
Like catching a foul ball?
No, fouling out in hoops.
Oh, I thought you meant in baseball. Like the guy pops it up in foul territory, that doesn't count anymore?
You can foul out in baseball. Fouling out in hoops. Who cares?
Well, with the netting around, you can't reach into the stands.
Who cares? Why is five the number, and why if you get two, you have to sit out the rest of your half? That's dumb.
That's dumb.
Just penalize them with the free throws or whatever. I know that'll slow down the game and stuff, but find a different kind of penalty rather than not playing.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.